Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
All right, this is episode 102 of Good Cop, Bad Cop. Matt, normally at the start we have a little chat before we go in. I want to apologise but why I'm late, because I'm a couple of minutes late, but I know it's only a couple of minutes, but you know I'm a real stickler on time. The reason I was late was I was having a wonderful conversation with a couple of our good friends, Darren Kirkby and at Nish Guy as well. They were talking about microphones. I was being good cop. Somebody mentioned that they were having issues with their microphones, so being the expert that I am, I tagged those two. So I was paying great attention. So by the time we get to episode 103, we should be brilliant. I've just learned that apparently 5 is less than 24, which was the key thing that I was missing. We're talking volts here, Matt. You're looking a little puzzled right now, unless you didn't realize 5 was less than 24. That's why plugging it into the USB port doesn't work. Apparently, Nish Guy's been telling me this for years, and apparently I just wasn't paying attention. But
well, he did mention it on Game Junkies, and you claimed to listen to that episode, but
I did listen to it. I might have been listening at a speed that perhaps wasn't receptive for good quality learning. All right, the poll from last week. Not surprisingly, you were a clear winner for that one. I think final result was about 70% to 30%. So you'll be delivering our open agenda later. That was what I meant to mention as well. I forgot episode 100. We were looking back at all the things that happened. We forgot to mention our followers as well. How many followers we've been... So we've been on a steady rise.
Twice you've forgot to do that now.
I have. And the reason I said arse just as we were about to start recording was it looked like it was 4,399, so I quickly refreshed it. It's not. We're at 4,400, which I think is very respectable. I'm very proud of that fact that we have so many followers, and we didn't mention it on episode 100. We really should. We do have lots of people who we like to interact with online, and we didn't give them credit when it was deserved.
Absolutely. And 4,400 is actually a very good TV show, Graham, if you get a chance to watch it. Very good.
I saw the first... I think I had to catch the third season. I think it was between moving between England and America, but I believe I have seen all the seasons of that show as well.
Lovely segue, by the way, sir, because the shirt I'm wearing right now, you can tell this is what it is, yeah?
Team Willis, I can see that much. I can see there's a crown on top. I can't see the caption because I've got you on small picture right now.
Lifetime member. This shirt is only relevant for another 9 days as of recording. Because when episode 103 drops next week, Team Willis is Team Willis Lewis.
Ah, so you're gonna get like a little marker pen and actually then, or you're gonna no, you like making new shirts. I'm sure you're like he's pretty nodding already. All right, well,
I haven't had a new shirt in WrestleMania last year, Graham.
Wow, I'm kind of shocked by that. I have to admit,
good, right, Graham. Let's get cracking. Some good cop moments. What's been tickling your whiskey this week?
Now, this started actually probably just as our last episode came out. I haven't been listening to many podcasts recently. I've kind of had a bit of a... I've been doing other things. I've been watching a lot of television, that's for sure. And just happened while I was flicking through Twitter, I found a podcast, and then I happened to find another one, and then I actually happened to find another one. So podcasts. I got fan podcasts is my method for the... Oh, I'm already getting a point of interjection already. You realize you get that at the end, right? But sure, go ahead.
Was it one of mine?
I'm sorry?
With it one of mine? I've got plenty out there.
It is possible with it being 3, but no, it's not. And I'm going to tell you exactly what they are. Year One Pod. It says, welcome, friends, to the Year One Wrestling Podcast, the show where we dive deep into the formative years of your favorite wrestlers. Hosted by at King of Chaos NYC, and that's Logan Black. Logan Black appeared at the last event Mason and I was actually attending, and I remember making a note of the fact that he had a podcast. I actually followed him on YouTube and watched some of his video. He has a section where he explains wrestling to his wife. Very entertaining. For some reason, totally forgot about his podcast, and they're about 20 episodes in now. All the indie wrestlers that we love. So I blasted through pretty much all 20 episodes in less than 24 hours. So that was the first one I really enjoyed. Cool. Names such as Nyla Rose, Sonny Kiss, Cheeseburger, Francis Kip Stevens, Billy Dixon, Ava Everett, and Tara Calloway. So people who listen to MGB as well will certainly be familiar with those people.
Absolutely.
And just as I was getting into the middle of that one, on Twitter, I found another one who was doing interviews as well. First match, at Jesse Cage. Radio vet, 24 plus years, hashtag Cage Cult Media, hashtag first match. And I was blown away when I saw episode 10, I think it was, or episode 11, was Matt Sydal. I was like, ooh, this has got some big names on this. So like, let me go get that. I'm going to read you the episodes that he's had so far. Doc Gallows, Blue Meanie, Corey Graves, Mickey James, Nick Aldis, Rob Van Dam, Raven, Chris Jericho, Al Snow, James Storm, Matt Sydal, and the next episode is Eric Bischoff. That's a pretty impressive list for a first 11 or 12 episodes. Fantastic. I listened to that first one, and same thing. I think Friday, I listened to every episode of that year one. Saturday, I listened to every episode of First Match as well. Obviously very different, one being indies, one being pro wrestling, more focused. Very similar in the fact that one of them focuses on the first year of wrestling, one of them focuses on the debut match of wrestling as well. And I like that little slant as well. I thought that was a good one.
It's nice.
Not to be outdone, on the Sunday, well, actually before this, I was already in the middle of this. I found a third podcast. It's like the buses, three buses come along all at once. A Wrestling Gal podcast, at Wrestling Gal, at a Wrestling Gal. Let me get it right. Pro Wrestling Podcast, hashtag Girl Power, available on Spotify, Apple, Anchor, and more. Hosted by at It's Ella J. And some of her interviews were from people I recognize from our local area as well. Shazza McKenzie, Lainey Luck, Aspen Rose, Ava Everett again, Deonna Perrazzo, Kelly Klein, and Davian. Oh my gosh, Matt. I have been inundated with interview episodes these last few days, and I'm loving it. They all offer something slightly different. And just before we recorded, I was like, you need to give me 30 seconds. I found one today as well that I really like from Australia. Wrist Tape Roundup. Only had 3 episodes so far. That's starting to piece some of those little bits together that I've heard before, like little bits of knowledge of Australia, piecing them together. Not wrestlers I necessarily knew, but I don't think that matters. I think the story is the thing that's important. When you have a guest that's good and is prepared to talk about their business, I think that's what makes it entertainment. So my good cop moment this week is 4 fantastic podcasts that I've been listening to, all doing interviews on different levels of indie wrestling, pro wrestling, and talking about all different things.
Absolutely fantastic. All worth a listen, no doubt. I thought I was going to get a mini rendition of third pod from it there, Graham. That would have been a blast.
distant memory?
It's distant memory, I suppose, but not bad. Not bad at all.
One last thing that I forgot. There was one quote that I wrote down from the third one I talked about, the Wrestling Gal podcast. I think you're going to like the wrestler if you don't know already. Lizzie Evo? Does that name sound familiar to you?
Help me here.
She's from Liverpool. I got one. The first question that the person asked her on it said, I saw on your Twitter bio that you've got something about don't buy the sun. Can you explain what that is? As a Liverpool fan, oh my gosh. Lizzie did a great job of explaining everything about Hillsborough, how the sun is newspaper and inverted commas, all that stuff. I have a quote from her. Her pinned tweet from 2019, they are lying pieces of shit, wouldn't buy it if it was the last newspaper on the earth, scum. So Lizzie got a follow as well, and I was exceptionally proud to hear that, and I knew you would be from our sister podcast, Good Cop, Bad Cop, with a K, of course.
I wouldn't use the S asterisk N if to wrap my chips in, let alone read it, Graham.
And chips, of course, being fries for our American listeners.
Yes, thank you, Graham. Sorry. Okay, so I had many things that I could have dipped into for my good comment of the week, Graham, this week. My main one for me actually is wrestling related. Rather than it being... you'd hope so, definitely.
On a wrestling podcast.
You know how I was not sure about Seth Rollins and Dominic last week?
Correct.
Change my mind. I want to see this. I want to see this so badly.
Me too.
I'm invested in this storyline. I'm invested in it. seeing Dominic pop up with a 619, but also see that he can fly. He's worked so hard. I mean, he's a no better teacher than his dad, of course. But at the same time, he's also been trained by NXT Academy, obviously, in Orlando. You can't get a better place than that, really, to get an education. William Regal obviously would have been training him before. He's obviously stuck in England at the moment. And obviously, you've got Matt Bloom, formerly known as Albert, of course, running now as well. If he wasn't ready for WWE, WWE would not be putting him in a match with Seth Rollins at SummerSlam, the second biggest event of the year. This probably won't headline, but it's one of the sub-main events, without a doubt. Seth Rollins will probably be the man going forward. I mean, he's definitely in the same mold as Triple H was, in the sense of he can carry that company and run with it. Dominic is going to have the best partner in that ring for his debut match. I'm excited for it. I just hope he did a good job.
Now, I know it surprised you last week that I talked a lot about WWE, because I don't normally do so. We had a hurricane come through this area. It was more a tropical storm by the time it got to us. It was very rainy, though, on a Tuesday morning. So,
for the benefit of the North, that's light drizzle.
The boys and I, actually, I said, hey, we're staying inside because we couldn't go out. It was far too wet. I was like, hey, do you want to watch Raw? So we actually probably watched about 40 minutes. It was extended highlights. And yeah, we went back also watched SmackDown as well. So yeah, it was interesting to see that. And I thought the same thing. Mason was actually kind of invested in it as well. Because he rarely watches WWE. He'll admit that himself now as well. But yeah, I don't think he knew Dominic's story. I don't think he realized he was a legitimate wrestler. He just thought he was literally like his son. I was like, you realize he's been training all this time? He's like, oh, he has. Yeah, I'm excited for this one as well now. Now, I'm going to link in with one more thing that I watched, and I'm going to start my speed check.
Absolutely.
R-Truth's game show. Didn't even know about it. I guess with watching highlights, I'd missed that fact. We watched all four episodes back to back to back to back. The boys absolutely loved it. Jackson did his own little scavenger hunt at the same time as it was going on. Really fun. I saw on IWTV, one of the longest running independent wrestling promotions in the world, the East Coast Wrestling Association, is coming to IWTV. I'm excited for that as well. And the next one, I'm going to tell you, Kylie Rae is the good moment, but it might not be obvious to begin with. At Cole Reddick with a choke breaker followed by a pile driver. At I'm Kylie Rae, laugh my ass off, this hurt. At David Crumpton 16, not a big fan of intergender matches. Kylie Rae responded, Coolio, this was a match between two wrestlers. Fun fact, I'm really not a fan of being segregated because of my vagina. Good job, Kylie Rae. I love Kylie Rae, and I thought that was a nice response to somebody who, why even make a comment on that? If you don't like it, just leave it alone. No reason to do that. Good cop moment, Kylie Rae. And fantastic on Impact as well last night as well. I really like their house feature that they're doing as well. I forgot to write that down, but that's my bonus speed check moment there. That should be less than a minute, I think, right?
Okay. Well, I think you go straight to speed check because I hadn't finished.
Bad cop rears his ugly face.
Okay, it literally just one little stat, that's all. Rey Mysterio obviously competed against Eddie in the 2005 SummerSlam in a ladder match for the custody of Dominic. It was a terrible idea for a storyline, in my opinion, but it was a great match. Now, Dominic was ringside for that match. He was front row watching. 15 years later, he debuts in the same event. It's a lovely story. Some people have been saying they want to see Seth versus Dominic for the custody of Rey Mysterio. But I think that's a little bit. Although, to be fair, Dominic could end up losing and Rey ends up having to join Seth's faction. Maybe that could be a sort of idea, sort of twisted way of doing things. But even so, let's skip on to that because I want to talk about other stuff in my speed check. So please allow me a little bit of time because you did a lot of stuff in your one. Just 5 seconds more.
Kept it short, though.
Just 5 seconds more.
You can say as much as you like, because I'm going to get it in a minute, right?
That's what she said. Right. Okay. Okay. The Asuka and Shayna Baszler segment was very intriguing. I was invested in that. I thought, oh yeah, Asuka versus Shayna, absolutely phenomenal. And the growing tension between Sasha Banks and Bayley, that's clearly there because she offered Bayley up to that's great. Samoa Joe standing up to Seth reminds me of Taz and Jerry the King Lawler 20 years ago, before SummerSlam as well. I'm intrigued by the Nia Jax suspension angle. I'm intrigued by it. Let's see what happens there.
Sounds like an unsure moment, but okay, keep going.
No, I'm intrigued by it. I'm happy about it. I'm not upset about it. I'm just intrigued by it. Okay. Apollo Crews is a 2-belt US champion. He put another one in his kid's room, apparently. On that sort of thing. But it was a good moment because he finally cemented it, sort of thing. Like the fact that Bray Wyatt kidnapped Alexa Bliss. It sounds creepy saying that. I made it my good cop moment of the week last week. I wound up loud love because of it. But it is good to see to expanding Alexa Bliss. And AEW stars playing D&D on Twitch just to annoy Graham.
Wow, it shows you how strong Raw is. One of the things I thought you might mention didn't even make it into your speed check. I saw a few people comment online. I'm kind of also interested in the story with Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan as well. I like how that's kind of circled back round again. I'm kind of curious to see how that goes.
That won't be around for long, Graham. That'll be forgotten about next week. You watch the way they write at the moment.
All right, we will see in future episodes, that I guess, then.
We shall.
All right, don't forget, if you want to catch the best indie wrestling action as well, don't forget to go and check out powerslam.tv. And if you use code GOODCOPBADCOP, all lowercase, then you can get 30 days free.
Good! Bad!
Right, Graham, look, some good. Dare I ask what your bad is?
I'm going to start off by referring to one of those podcasts that I mentioned earlier. Logan Black talked on one of them. I can't remember who his guest was on the specific interview, but he talked about one of his matches, and he thought he was facing a certain person. They talked about how they were going to do the match and everything. The person called out the name. A different wrestler walked out. So he had no idea what was going on in this match at all. They hadn't planned anything. Luckily, it was only a 3-minute match. And I was like, my comment was, the more I hear about the indies, the worse it sounds in certain aspects. Shadier, I think, was the word I used at the time. And that links into this bad cop moment. A former MGB interviewee, Cabana Man Dan. Question. As a wrestler booked to perform on an event, has a promoter ever charged you for a table to sell merchandise? Oh my gosh. I was like, are you kidding me? Are you actually kidding me? They make so little money as it is anyway. I think one of the jokes is, and perhaps it's not even a joke, like you get a hot dog at the end of the evening. Like, come on, this is their one chance to make a few extra pennies and dollars. Why would you charge them for a table? I don't understand that. All right, some of the comments on Twitter. Carney is shit. Next, they're going to ask for merch cuts. Cabana Man Dan again responded, had one place, instead of me paying for a table, the promoter ripped my design off the internet and made his own Cabana Man Dan shirts. Sold a ton the first time and just gave me an extra $25. Oh my gosh. There's like bad cop in bad cop in bad cop here as well. O'Shea commented as well. Oh, he won a cut? Then he would sell shirts at $15 to undercut the boys. Oh my gosh, a promoter's taking your own design and undercutting you. That is absolutely ridiculous. Somebody commented, many events charge for vendor space. I'm going to assume this may be a new promoter coming from another market like conventions, trade shows, etc., where charging for table space is common. As Cabana Man Dan points out, I understand that. That's a totally different thing than from selling your own merch at a wrestling event. Keeps going here. Yes, apparently the promoter had been doing it to my group's table guy for a few months, but the moment I found this out, we stopped selling items and just wrestled at the event until it was lifted. Sucked. Is that how we made the majority of our money for that event? And what else have we got on here? Oh, used to hear of this happening a lot, especially at larger shows or feds run by old-timers. Feels like it's been largely phased out in recent years, though.
That's good.
Thank goodness to hear that. But bad that sounds more like an 80s thing. When you hear those stuff with the old guys talking about what it was like on the road. As a promoter, F that. Bad business. As a wrestler, yes, I was asked for a fee before to set up a table. Needless to say, I didn't set one up. So I'm glad a promoter came out and said, no, that's not good. The one I do like, the final comment from Effie, though, I do like. Yes, so I set up in the parking lot and sold there instead. Nice little solution to that problem, I would think. Hey, if you want to buy some shirts, I'm going to be stood in the parking lot. Come and meet me at intermission time. But yeah, bad cop moment. Come on, promoters. You don't need to do that. Let the wrestlers sell their shirts. Then don't nickel and dime them over things like that. That's not necessary at all.
Absolutely not. If you keep digging, Graham, you're going to keep on finding something like that. And that's really quite disturbing and quite worrying.
Mm-hmm.
Right. My main bad cop moment actually is... It came about actually today.
Ooh, I wonder if it's something that I haven't written down for my short moment. Very possibly, then.
If it's a short moment, Graham, I'm going to ask you why it's a short moment and not your main moment.
Okay.
This morning, a wrestler was trending on Twitter.
It's the same.
Marty Jannetty.
Yep.
Okay, so before I carry on, why is this not your main bad cop moment?
Because I did want to bump the thing that I already had. And I thought it was possible, as often is the case of you find stuff and then you put it in last minute.
Yeah. Okay, so anyone who's been living under a rock 2 days ago, when this drops, of course, Marty Jannetty woke up this morning, Wednesday, and in basic terms, I am not sugarcoating this. I'm going to say it from... I'm going to shoot from the hip, as they say. Marty Jannetty basically admitted to murder this morning. I am going to read... No, actually, I'm not going to read it because on the show because I don't think it. I don't think it's something that I actually can stomach saying out loud, actually, Graham. But either way, let me put it this way. People focusing on the murder part of it, and that's right. In there as well, there is racism and homophobia as well. Okay, so add those three together. Marty Jannetty, people have been saying he's never been in the Hall of Fame. He's not going in the Hall of Fame before this. He's not been in the Hall of Fame before. Should be, perhaps, for his contribution to wrestling. And he's never been in a WWE video game. Looks like WWE made the right decision. In my opinion. A lot of people for a long time have accused Jimmy Snuka of murder. But there's never been any solid proof, unfortunately, one way or another. So, and of course, the man himself is now passed away. So it's not like they can prosecute the dead, even if it turns out. However, Marty Jannetty clearly needs help because he's clearly not in a good way. Because, A, if he's telling the truth, yikes. And if he's not telling the truth and he's on something, then arguably bigger yikes. I don't know what else I can say. Your thoughts?
Shall I add something then?
Please do.
I saw this within 20 minutes of it breaking. And I have the quote exactly in front of me because I thought it's possible. I wasn't sure how quickly the story would explode or how well it would be known about. And I had it as a short moment so you could say, oh, what happened there? And then I could have gone into a little more detail if necessary. I think one of the things that really disturbed people as well was the casual nature of it as well. Basically, it's like, oh, I just woke up and I just announced I basically murdered somebody. Rereading the statement, there's one phrase on here that's probably slightly more sinister as well, rereading it. That was the very first time I made a man disappear. That to me suggests that there's more than one. That's how I'm reading that, right?
Yeah, that's how I read it as well.
So, yeah, we're talking about multiple cases then possibly as well. So, I don't want... By putting in my speed check, I wasn't saying it was less severe. It was just one where I thought it was one... I'll read what I have on my speed check. Marty Jannetty casually admitted to murder on Twitter today. And I had a feeling also possibly later on that I think people know what story is already, so... But, yeah.
I'm a massive advocate for... the gay rights movement, obviously, and the Black Lives Matter movement, obviously. So the fact that he trashed both of those at the same time in that confession, in no uncertain terms, whether you're telling the truth or you're not about the murders, in inverted brackets, As in one or plural. I don't care. I don't care if it's one or not at this point. Mighty Dehey, Mighty Janae, go rot in hell. I mean that.
Thankfully, we have the speed check still to go, so I don't have to segue that into our sponsors this week. But
No. But that was way more serious than what I did last week. And I think I actually need to apologize for last week. He's not an anti-vaxxer. So.
Oh. I didn't know that at the time. I thought that was inside knowledge with you saying that.
No, he's just an anti-masker, not an anti-vaxxer. So I apologize if anyone was offended by that, but no.
All right. Shall I go on to my speed check?
Please do.
Just one quote from WWE. Shane O'Mac is back. At Shane McMahon returns to WWE Raw tonight. What will we have in store? Well, we had Raw Underground. Sorry, I've heard a lot of people on Twitter saying that, oh, you always knock WWE for trying something new straight away. Sorry, I'm knocking WWE for trying something. I didn't like it. Did not like it at all. I did not like watching it with the boys and having the dancers in the background as well. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like as seedy as possible. Will it get better? Possibly. But for this week, I certainly didn't like it. I did see one person comment on the tweet. I tuned into Raw for the first time in about 20 years tonight. I found it unwatchable. That's kind of the audience that WWE is going for, I think. They have that older demographic. And if you're not appealing to somebody who loved the product 20 years ago, that's probably a bad sign that they switched it off straight away. Yeah, was not impressed with that. There were a lot of good things in Raw this week. I don't like Shane anyway, you know that. I wasn't excited to see him back, and I didn't like the Raw Underground section.
Right. Okay. My speed check, sir. Ric Flair needs to go home, put his feet up, and never appear on TV again. He does not look or sound like a well man. Rick, I would always respect what you've done for the business, but there's a time and a place, and right now you need to sit back and, you know, let Charlotte cash the checks for the family now. Okay, you yourself say you're Charlotte Flair's father, not Ric Flair's, she's not the daughter of Ric Flair. So, you know, rest on that. Dolph Ziggler, going from being a main eventer fighting against Drew McIntyre to now being a guest on Raw Talk, and I couldn't care less. That says everything about how Ziggler's being treated now. And my last bad cop moment. Sasha Banks and Bayley's new t-shirt. Tacky and bad, and it's coming from someone who makes t-shirts.
Yikes. You had a bad t-shirt moment last week as well. Now, I actually got a follow-up on that. I know you pulled the face. You obviously didn't like R-Truth's game show. I'm assuming you've at least seen it by the fact. Oh, so you're just judging it without even seeing
I
it?
I have seen it, yes. I have seen it.
Great Maverick made a big
Roman's point. Numerals? Roman's Drake numerals? Maverick. Really?
Drake Maverick made a big point of reciting all those things that you said that were on that t-shirt the other week that you thought were basically made up. So it sounds like that is part of his character. Yeah. Word from our sponsors, perhaps?
Yeah.
Good! Bad!
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good! Bad!
That's going to be your thing, your go-to thing in the face of. Right, Graham, what's your unsure moment of the week?
Saved by PowerSlam TV once again. All right, Indie Wrestling Expo, August 28th and 29th. It's time. A fan made this video to show our final signings for the hashtag Indie Wrestling Expo. You don't want to miss this show. And there's a lot of wrestlers tagged. see what it says in the article itself. The Independent Wrestling and Expo. I don't care if it's one or a million. I'm here to wrestle. We mix every level of wrestling on one weekend. 2 days, three wrestling cards. Autograph signings, wrestling move demonstrations, wrestling art, merchandise sales, live podcast recordings, Q&As with top stars like Jake the Snake Roberts, wrestling quiz tournaments, best wrestling body contest, men and women, strongest wrestler contest, bench press. A lot of things. It all sounds great. It does. Some of the wrestlers in it as well. Lance Sarcher, Jacob Fatu, Matt Sydal, Thunder Rosa, Miranda Gordy, Aries, Black Taurus, Brian Pillman Jr. I'm going to skip through some other names. Low-Key, Jordan Grace, Warhorse, Sean Spears, Eric Torres. I'm only about halfway through this list as well. And in the end, it says more than 40 wrestlers and some surprises.
So now, why is this an unsure moment then?
That's what we're going to get to, because that sounds right in my field, doesn't it, Matt? That would be normally something that you'd hear, hey, we're going there.
You'd be all over this, usually. You'd be all over this with multiple notepads and podcast equipment. You'd be going there if you could.
Absolutely. In Texas. Now, as most events have limited number of people attending right now, just to watch matches, and they're massively socially distanced.
Yeah.
When you go to an exposition like this, from previous experience, there doesn't tend to be a lot of social distancing going on. This could have easily gone as a bad moment. I'm putting it as unsure, because I'm going to give these people the benefit of the doubt. I'm unsure how you're going to keep everybody safe at this event. How you're going to keep the wrestlers safe. How you're going to keep the people who are going safe. Sure, you can still wear masks, but it sounds like a lot of people to me all in one space, Matt. I think it's a fantastic event, but I think it's at totally the wrong time.
That is a good point, unfortunately. Till we get a vaccine, it's going to be very much like that. I mean, you know, vaccines are coming on quite nicely, and we may have one before the end of the year, maybe spring at the latest, they've said, but it's not now. I can speak from experience, having done the WrestleMania weekend review last year, and EGX last year when I was there. They had quarter million people through M doors over 4 days. I can speak from experience. Very difficult to social distance an event like that. It's possible, don't get me wrong. So, as you say, it's something that they might do, but not sure.
To pay back all those wrestlers who were attending, because there was a lot of wrestlers and a lot of big names. A
lot of Impact stars in there.
Yep, you need a lot of people through the doors, which kind of doesn't sound like that's ideal. But yeah, we'll see. But certainly an unsure moment for me this week.
Right, lots of little things, but the one I've chosen for my moment, Graham, is Raw Underground, actually. Okay. I liked the concept. I liked the concept behind it. Do I think Shane was the right man for the job? Not necessarily, but if he's going to do something and then work, having Shane work as an MC, that's, to be honest, if that's all he's going to do is MC it, fine. That's fine. You know, it could be a lot worse. He used to do commentary back in the day. It's much better him doing that than being a competitor in the ring, taking up ring time. The actual thing about Royal Underground, basically they made their own fight club, in basic terms. And I had no problem with the Hurt Business, as they call themselves now, turning up there. But they rushed it a little bit. A couple of weeks they should have done this and then have them turn up there and make a big deal about it. Because the big guy, I forgot his name, the big guy at the start, when they first started showing it, he was brilliant. Where was he when Lashley turned up? Unsure. It's got potential. It's got legs. I'm also unsure as to what the hell happened in the parking lot with the generator. That's the new faction that apparently was going to debut on Raw. So, as to who it is, no idea. All I know is the Undisputed Era has only got 4 people in it, and there's more than 4 in that car park. So, who knows?
I think one of my bigger problems is, if I'm watching a wrestling show, I'm not particularly interested in that specifically. If you want to go watch something like that, there's other places where you can go see that already. It's not a unique idea, and so the people will focus on that, and they can make that as good as possible. When you have it as a subdivision of a Raw wrestling show, that was one of my other problems with it. But in a speed check, of course, I couldn't go into too much detail because I only had 60 seconds.
That's a dig, I do believe, sir. That was a dig, I do believe. Take away your speed check then, sir, if you're unsure.
All right. At Mortius. As always, wrestling moves for other sports. So, TNT announced some programming alerts. Due to the NBA schedule, Wednesday, August 19th episode will move to Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. The following week will move to Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then the following September 26th will also move to Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm not sure how this is going to affect AEW. One thing that's very important for podcasts, TV shows, is you have that regular time slot. And unfortunately, basketball is a big part of TNT, so I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with that. Also unsure what's going to happen with the head-to-heads, because obviously that won't happen anymore. How will NXT do by itself? How will AEW do by itself? So, not quite sure with how those things are going to figure out. And the last thing I'm unsure about is $15 million a good price for the XFL? Sure. There's a lot of debt come out from that.
Oh, dear.
I'm not expecting to get the giggle from that.
There goes my devil's advocate.
Ah, I did wonder. I did think about twisting that one. I was like, nah, I'll just throw it in at the end, mate.
Okay, to answer your question, about right.
Yeah.
About right. And if anyone can relaunch it, it's The Rock, let's face it.
Sure.
Former NFL star himself. You were to skip back one. No, what was it you were saying before that?
I was talking about how AEW has to change its schedule for 3 weeks in the next few weeks because of basketball.
I get basketball. It's being staged at ESPN's complex at Walt Disney World in Florida, which is great, of course. Been there. It's lovely. But the what I don't get is why is it moving to Saturday for one and Thursday for two?
Well, I assume it's just. For that part, I don't know. I assume perhaps it's in the middle of a series, so it might be they have consecutive games. Like, if they have home games, they'll play on consecutive nights, probably. Or it might be that one game has a game, another team has their home game, and then it goes back to the first team's home. Because obviously several matches going on at once. That might be a travel day. That's my guess, but I don't know exactly.
A travel day?
In between. Yeah, they have to fly. But oh, actually, I guess they don't now for this, do they?
They're all based in Florida. Yeah,
they do. Yeah, I don't know then, Matt. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
It's fine. I mean, yeah. I don't want to watch Orange Cassidy on my birthday particularly. So
there you go.
Yeah, so that's all good. Okay, my speed check. The Montez Ford poisoning storyline. Not sure this is a why storyline. Don't get me wrong, it's nice to see Bianca Belair getting involved. I like Bianca Belair a lot. I wish she was competing in the Raw Women's Championship division rather than against Zelina Vega, who, with a great respect, is not in Belair's league. I'm looking forward to seeing the match between Zelina's team and I've forgotten that because they're primetime players. It's not. It's Montez Ford and man, I've gone blank. I'm gonna get slated for this one. Absolutely torn apart for it. You're not gonna help me, are you?
I don't have a devil's advocate, so I was using the open agenda time to look for something that we talked about, so I could do that. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm gonna listen to it when I do editing later.
Who's
I to say Montez Ford.
Anso Dawkins and Montez
Ford. Oh, his tag team partner. I perhaps could have helped on that.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing the match between them and Zelina's team. It's gonna be a good match. They're good workers, so that'll be good to see. This is a match we should have seen for Mania, to be fair, in the first place. So it's taking this little bit to come round again. And the other thing, Graham, is you like I like throwing a question every now and again at you. I was doing some research for something. You met this
podcast?
No, actually, no. Just my own personal benefit. You've met this person, I believe, with Jackson. Jerry the King Lawler.
I was with Mason, but I got an autograph. Instead of getting my autograph, I asked him if he could make it out to Jackson because he wasn't with us. But yeah.
Well, you met the man.
Yeah.
How many times has Jerry the King Lawler been the AWA Southern Heavyweight Champion?
I have absolutely.
I'm expecting a guess, not an actual no, okay?
Three.
Allegedly, from what I could find through looking through all the things, 58 times.
Holy cow. Whew.
Absolutely. And I saw that and I was like, Arthur's got a way of going then, if we beat that sort of number.
Good! Bad!
Alright, Devil's Advocate time.
No. I won a poll, sir.
No, that wasn't your open agenda, was it?
That was my speed check, but I'm sure.
I was like, well, I got my bit done, so I don't even need to worry about it. Alright, let's go to your open agenda then. Oh, I got the time to reword this. It wasn't quite perfect, so go ahead, Matt. Deliver your open agenda, which had better be about fish, because otherwise I don't know where else it's going to fit into this segment at all. A little spoiler I saw on Twitter earlier. Go ahead, Matt. Give us your open agenda.
Well, my open agenda, Graham, is about Wawa.
Okay.
Wawa's car parks. And because I know that you've been wanting to do this as your open agenda for a long, long time, so I'm going to leave it. So I'm going to leave that as a teaser for when you next win a poll, Graham, because I do want to talk about food. So Wawa do sell fish. Now the thing Graham referred to there is that I'm not sure who it was who shared this out. I'm not sure if it was Mags or if it was Paul Tolley. Or actually, no, it was Five Nerds Go who shared it out. My apologies. Graham probably knows about this, about Gordon Ramsay. On TikTok, he's been introduced to TikTok now. My spirit chef, as I call him, because he literally, my God. He was being told, he was reacting to someone showing him how to make British fish and chips. To say that Gordon Ramsay lost it is an understatement. I saw that and I was like, just mouth open. I was like, no. Where's the flour? Where's the flour? You actually got to dust it in flour before you put. And then that stuff, you could have set bricks with a damn thing. And you better put it in the microwave. The microwave. And then she was cutting things that like looked like Pringles. I'm like, what the? I was like, at some point my voice is going to crack during this one, Graham. I'm sure. I have never been so pissed off when I've been watching a reaction to something before, and watching Gordon's face, it was getting more and more animated. I'm like, I love Gordon Ramsay so much. He literally is the man I would love to work for. I'm never going to be on that level. But he had the same reaction I did. And I'm like, you don't make it like that. Graham can tag the clip in question to the Twitter channel, I'm sure, at some point.
I think you can do a better job because I wasn't included in that tweet. I just happened to see it as I was scrolling through.
Yes, but you run the Good Bad Wrestle Twitter account, Graham. I don't.
Well, you'll have to tag at Good Bad Wrestle first, and then I can retweet it, I guess.
Fair enough, Graham. But yeah.
Good! Bad!
Alright, take two. It's time for Devil's Advocate time, where we have to defend the statement for 20 seconds, whether we believe it or not. This is only for fun nowadays. Would you like to go first, or would you like to go second?
I will go second, Graham, please.
Okay, I guess that means that I get to hear mine first. All right.
You do, and you've ruined my other four, so here comes one you'll get.
You extra ones, I know, so it's Thankfully, not even...
Okay. I need to ask you one quick question, Graham. How old are you currently, sir?
I am 45 years old. I'm just getting used to saying that.
Okay. At the age of 45, I know I could easily beat the reigning CWA Arkansas heavyweight champion, 70-year-old Jerry Lawler.
Well, you obviously have been doing your research as well. Of course, I'd obviously use my speed. As a 45-year-old, I might not be able to compete against regular people, but I can certainly compete against somebody who's in their 70s. You already said Ric Flair should be at home putting his feet up, so same for Jerry the King Lawler. He should be signing autographs and making little kids happy, not trying to wrestle against people he can't beat like a 45-year-old.
Absolutely perfect, Graham. Absolutely perfect. I know you like Jerry Lawler, so...
I was confused. I was like, who the heck is he talking about? I have no idea who this one is.
While I was researching it, it turned out that he won that championship in January.
Ah, okay. I thought you were going to be mean and make me have to quit because I had no idea what you were talking about at all.
No.
One's yours. This is yours, but I feel this is a little bit mean going like this. But I don't know. Perhaps you'll be able to swat this one off. All right, Matt. When I read this, of course, I'm talking as you. So your devil's advocate is, I am not a big fan of intergender matches, but only because I believe in segregation on the basis of vaginas / non-vaginas.
Absolutely. Segregating like that is something that you have to do. I mean, intergender wrestling, it's not something that should actually happen in general, but if you're going to segregate at all, it needs to be based on vagina or non-vagina. I can't see the clock properly. Okay, so it's basically, I think I've lost at this point anyway.
Yay!
that wasn't a quit so much as it was just a run out of steam.
That counts.
Yep.
If the endurance of a guy in his mid-30s can't even manage for 20 seconds, then I think that's got to go down as a quit.
I think that's probably the most X-rated thing you ever said about me, Graham, to be really honest.
That was a little mean doing that one, but as I was scrolling through my notes, I was like, well, that's definitely devil's advocate worthy. So I thank you, Kylie Rae, for that one.
Right then, guys, I guess we are going to be back here for next week's episode, which will be episode 103, Graham, right? Yeah, thank you.
Math skills are impeccable, as always.
You should listen to Dungeons & Junkies, Graham. I'm good with this all the time. Right, okay, guys, I will see you next week, as will Graham. We're out of here.
Boom.
The music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/.
All right. Now, we normally talk about podcasts. Of course, I think I mentioned to you, I think it was off air, though, I actually listened to Chris's show this week as well. I didn't take notes like you did, so I won't be able to ask any questions. MGB interviewed Joey Silver, who we'd seen at Synergy Wrestle. So I guess this is the time where you get a chance to ask any follow-ups. If you have any, you might not have any.
First time I've not taken notes on MGB. I haven't listened to the whole show. Mainly because I couldn't, because I was cooking all the time, but also because it was a brilliant show in general. It's one that I don't want to give any spoilers to. I think everyone should go listen to it immediately. I will say one thing, the sound quality is much improved on this episode, and the background noise of New York City and of the thunderstorm you were enjoying at the time didn't really make the cut. Which is good.
I did hear the sirens. I did hear it because he talked about it at one point and I heard it a few seconds later. But in general, yeah, it wasn't.
You couldn't hear it until it was pointed out, though, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. I actually listened to the episode again today. We got out today. We didn't get out at all on Tuesday. So we went disc golfing very early this morning because we had an interview with Livid the Clown at 10:30. And Jackson was asked, could he listen to the Joey Silver interview? So we listened to it again. And I thought it came across well. I was impressed with it. The Livid one, because I don't think I've actually mentioned this to you specifically. I think I mentioned it on Twitter, though. This will be the first time that I don't appear in an MGB episode. I do not feature at all. Mason had so many questions. I only had a couple to add in. I was like, what's the point? Why don't I just let Mason run the whole show? And he did. Jackson actually asked, could he sit in on it? I was like, sure. So actually, it's going to be Mason and Jackson running the show. So that'll be an interesting one. 2 weeks' time. We have a review coming out next week, but it will come out in 2 weeks' time because Mason's going to be in Ohio, actually, at that point.
For benefit of a tape, Graham is smiling with pride right now.
Absolutely.
As I've got to say, I was, because Graham told me he listened to Chris's show whilst we were playing poker. And this is something that's coming my regular occurrence now. So that'd be good. I would recommend quite highly, I'm going to plug my own content here, listen to something coming out on Sunday this week. It is a It's a Matter Chat. It's copyrighted as well, Graham. The Matter Chat, I sit down, so to speak, with Foul Original. We talk about everything from wrestling to... we don't even talk gaming, actually. From wrestling to music to sci-fi. We talk about all sorts of stuff. It's lovely to talk to a fellow Brit on a regular basis who is not called Graham.
Well, if there's no gaming, I might actually give it a listen then.
Although one thing I did find out is that he actually was media at EGX as well 1 year. So, we actually are in the same circle all the time. And I actually told Graham to go check out Foul Original's Patreon, guys. It's well worth it. And just so you know, the first question I ask, this is a little bit of a free one for you guys. The first question I ask, I'm not telling you what the answer was. Usually, the question that you usually hear from mags and people like that is, what got you into wrestling?
Oh, I thought you were going to do it in Mags' voice. I'm really disappointed. Go on, do it. Try that one again. Well, I'm not editing it out, but I know you love to do that accent anyway.
Okay, well, usually it'd be, what got you into wrestling? But it's terrible. I'm sorry, Mags. But the question I asked is, why are you still a wrestling fan?
Ooh, did a little switcheroo there. I like it.
Well, it's a question like, okay, I've got you into it, but why are you still into it? Because there is so much out there that you can watch that's not wrestling nowadays. It's great. Right.
I did actually see on Twitter, sorry to interrupt you, somebody asked that question, what's keeping you interested in wrestling right now? And I actually responded, indie wrestling. That's still the thing. I know there's not much out there right now, but indie wrestlers, talking to indie wrestlers, listening to them, it's starting to come through. There is little bits coming up on IWTV right now and PowerSlam TV and places like that. So it's coming back, but slowly.
Otis. That's the reason why. Otis for me. Otis keep me watching wrestling right now. Okay. Now, my recommendation of the week, Graham.
Okay.
I have recommended...
Did you like the jingle last week? Did you listen back?
Do you actually put a jingle in?
Yeah. For M, sir, you got your own little section. Matt's... I can't remember what it stands for now. I know it was M, sir. Matt's something recommendation. Self-important recommendation. That was it. Okay. Yeah, I put a little jingle in for you. I found a little clip and put it at the end there.
I appreciate that, sir. I actually didn't get far through the re-listen. Well, in recognition of this week, I'm taking you back to the year 2000 to King of the Ring. This is the infamous six-man tag match for the WWE Championship in the main event. But I also would recommend go watch the other matches on the card because you've got China, you've got Crash Holly, you've got Val Venus, you've got an amazing tag team tables match. And what more can you say than that, really? What more can you say? There's so much great stuff in there. Go check it out. I recommend it highly.
Well, I'm going to recommend you also check out Beyond's 2 week notice, because that'll be what MGB is reviewing next week as well. And then it's only an hour and 40 minutes. It's not very long. Some big names on there that you'd recognize. People like Alley Cat's on there. Nick Gage. There's some really good names on that card. The Jordan Oliver. A lot of people that MGB like, which is why we picked it.
I'm surprised, though, Graham. Why did you hate so much, though, before we finish? Why did you hate so much on AEW playing D&D?
Just because it mentioned D&D. You know I don't like Dungeons & Dragons. We already had that story.
You do know that, like, celebrities now play it for charity, raise money for charity and stuff, right?
goodness sake. You don't
think Erin Pressley was playing it.
It's golf as well, but that's not going to convert you either. Did you see that Chad had your back the other day? I was mocking you. And well, I actually tagged you by accident because I didn't realize you still owned that account. But yeah, Chad had your back. He was backing it.
Well, yeah, it's like one of the most listened to things on the network now, Graham. It gets eyes on all the products, Graham. You can't argue with that.
Well, if we're going on what's the most popular, then I guess we're all fans of Donald Trump as well. All right, so we're out of here. Boom. Woohoo! Gets to link Donald Trump in with Dungeons and Dragons.
Compared my show to Donald fucking Trump. I've never been so insulted.